worry now what to do. Now you know this is the end.
And that was Breakfast for the Browns. Thank you very much for the Browns. Both Browns were in today, which is quite a treat for this holiday. It is a Monday, and it is Thanksgiving here in Canada. And I'm broadcasting from the UBC campus for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, where every week I broadcast some fascinating music from the other side of the world, some old tracks and fresh new music before moving into some really interesting new Canadian tracks. Which should be exciting for some of the people listening overseas in Australia on podcast. Now, today is a very special day because we're going to be featuring some music from Angus and Julia Stone from Australia, who are actually playing here at the venue on the 12th of October, which is tomorrow, a gig that's unfortunately sold out. Well, because we're a great show for those attending, but for those who have missed out this time around, today you'll hear some great tunes that might get you excited to maybe check out their music and see them next time around, because I'm sure they will be back. So I'm talking about Angus and Julia Stone, a fantastic acoustic duo that are actually brother and sister from the northern beaches of Sydney. And they've been playing together, I guess, most of their life. Big influence has been their parents. And they began collaborating together in 2006 and have gone from strength to strength, released a few EPs, two albums, and I'm going to play for you to get you in the mood a few tracks now before we hopefully we'll be patching the band through to talk on air. So here's to start the show with Angus and Julia Stone, their new single, which is called Big Jet Plane, off their new album. Okay. Here we go.
Kissing my arms.
And you just heard there the wonderful track by Angus and Julia Stone, their Big Jet Plane, from their new album, Down the Way. Angus and Julia Stone are an incredible acoustic duo from Australia who are embarking on a North America tour, playing in Vancouver tomorrow. And they, well, let's learn a little bit about the band. We've actually got Angus here on the phone, so we're going to patch him through now and say hello to Angus. Angus, can you hear us there? Hello. Hi, Angus. Okay, looks like we've got him here. We're just going to put on another track here just for one sec. Hi, Angus. Can you hear me there? Angus.
Yo.
We have you. Excellent. Okay. All right. Here we go. We have Angus finally online. Thanks so much for your patience there. So, Angus, you're actually down there in Seattle right now. This is the first great tour. Is it the first main North American tour for the group?
Yeah, you know, we've been here a couple of times supporting some bands, but yeah, we're in Seattle now. I just ran back into the hotel to get my jacket because it's kind of cold, and
cold and drizzly down there.
Yeah, I heard the clouds, they get stuck behind the mountains here, and it makes this place not so good for the weather, but yeah, it's a pretty beautiful place. I like it.
Yeah, here on the Pacific Northwest. And, of course, Seattle has a great heritage of fantastic music. And listeners would probably, especially listeners in Vancouver, may not know what it might be like on the northern beaches of Sydney, where yourself and your sister Julia grew up and formed the act. Could you sort of describe what it's like there in the northern beaches for the listeners here in the rainy Northwest?
Well, you know, it's a bunch of small towns out on a peninsula. So you have the boats and sailing on one side, and on the other you have, or you're surfing and just hanging out. And, you know, it's a pretty cool little place. The music, it's kind of hard to get into the city to play music because there's not much public transport, but, you know, it's a pretty cool place.
And so yourself and Julia started out doing some open mics around that area, and then sort of made your way into the city before your EPs were recorded.
Yeah. We used to just sort of kick around and wherever we sort of could, like we'd play at like random weddings and you know, just holes in the wall, just here and there, just to start off, and then we started heading in further to the city, and we recorded our EP, and then we shot over to London and lived for a couple of years, and it all just started happening. We started getting really amazing invitations to cross the globe, and we took them up.
Yeah, and being great ambassadors for Australian music and for a really beautiful, delicate sound of music that often is underrepresented by Australia, because a lot of listeners, I mean, a lot of the music that is played on this show has a hard edge, and Australia's got a big rock and roll sort of history, but we're seeing groups like yourself coming through more these days with a beautiful, delicate sound that listeners are really picking up on.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. And especially, have you found, where have you found sort of the most positive response you've had, like in Europe? So you've spent a lot of time there?
Yeah, you know, we're kicking off to Europe in about a month. We sort of finish up in, I think it's New York here, and then fly off to Switzerland, which should be pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have Julia here. Do you want to speak to the devil herself?
Oh, well, that would be great. Yeah, sure. Thank
I'll
you,
put
Angus.
It on.
Yeah.
There she is.
So,
hello, Matthew.
Hello, Julia. Thanks for your patience with the little hiccups getting on air before, but we're finally here. We've played Big Jet Plane for the listeners, which is and now is it true this went to number one on the RA charts, well, the album, right?
Yes, yeah, it did. I don't know which one or how or when, but that's what I've been told.
Yeah, and for Canadian listeners here, so that's the Australian record industry, it's the chart. So Angus and Julia Stone, Big Jet Plane, and the album Down the Way has, yeah, pretty much gone to number one, and touring extensively on the back of that. And how has that been going, just the momentum?
It's been really good. I mean, it feels like we've been touring for a while now, you know, for a few years, so... yeah, we've always enjoyed it, and it's been great. The last little run of shows has been really fun. We had an amazing crew on the Australian tour, and then we've picked up a really cool crew over here for the US tour, and everyone's really, it feels like being on the road with the traveling family.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice, and we get to see so many great places and meet really wonderful people that it never ceases to amaze me how welcoming people are. The total strangers, you know, that people will cook you meals and make you cups of tea, and, you know, especially places like Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have that in Australia. It's very, very nice.
It is. Like, I've been doing this show for a little while, and often people say, well, what is the big, you know, they're so similar, Canada and Australia, you know, or North America, but no, they're still a long way away, and we grow up with different cultural influences. I was talking to Angus about the northern beaches of Sydney. Couldn't be further away from drizzly Seattle where you are now. And it must be fun to be sort of a representative of that sort of culture, you know, wherever you go.
Yeah, I mean, we're really happy about where we grew up. It was such a nice life in a way. It was just like very slow paced, and everybody kind of hangs out and hangs at the beach, and you know, and our dad is a musician that plays in his own band, but he also just always had jam sessions around at our house. So it was nice. We grew up in an environment of music and sort of nature. So it was good. And I think that everywhere you go, I think everybody is kind of looking for that, even in the cities, you know, and you can find that within the city anywhere, you know. It's like, I mean, we haven't spent a lot of time here in Seattle yet, but I'm sure we'll find the gang that want to make music and hang out.
And there's plenty of them. I was down there on the weekend actually for a gig, and because Seattle has this great legacy of rich rock and roll music, and Australia's made little inroads. Like, I don't know if you're aware, but UMI, they have a big following there. There was a mini festival devoted to that, the Australian band UMI, in Seattle last year. So Australians have
really?
Made, yeah, believe it or not, there's a cover band there that's completely a UMI cover band, and they had a little festival. I thought it was a curiosity. So
wow, there you go. I didn't know that at all.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
So Angus and Julia Stone, the next wave of fresh Australians.
so we should do the rock set tonight.
Well, yeah, maybe.
You have 30 seconds.
Whoa, did you hear that? That was the phone card, I think, saying we only have 30 seconds left. So we're going to have to cut this short, unfortunately, but I'm going to be playing some more tracks from Angus and Julia Stone. Anything quick you'd like to add, Julia, there?
Just lovely speaking to you, Matthew.
Oh, thank you, and yourself as well. And I should say, I saw in your MySpace, for listeners, you're doing a live broadcast today from Seattle, is that right?
Goodbye.
Oh, yes. Well, they are. For listeners, if you do want to hear more after what you're going to hear now, if you go to their website, Angus and Julia Stone are playing, I believe, a live streaming to the internet today from Seattle. But anyway, let's get back to the music. And this is cool. This is the B-side to the latest single, and it's a cover of You're the One That I Want, the song from Grease, with Olivia Newton-John, that great Australian. So here we go. This is Angus and Julia Stone.
Tell you that I safer to keep you in this hide of mine. And the boys go on and on and on and on. And the boys go on and on and on and on. And there's gold falling from the ceiling of this world.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Fingers.
And you're tuning in to 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. This is CITR Radio and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And the first part of the show was quite special because we had a live phone chat with Angus and Julia Stone dialing up from Seattle on their United States and Canadian tour. And you heard their music there. You heard the beautiful track and the boys off the new album, Down the Way. And just before we spoke to them, we also heard Big Jet Plane, which is the current single. And in the middle there was the Curiosity there, the B-side to Big Jet Plane, You're the One That I Want. Did anyone recognize that? Yes, the Olivia Newton-John track from the Grease movie. Olivia Newton-John, of course, famous Australian. And that was a clever little cover there, You're the One That I Want, on the B-side there for the Big Jet Plane single. And that was wonderful to chat with Angus and Julia. The phone card kind of cut out. We just had a little bit of chat. I would have liked to speak a bit more, but I think I'll let the music speak for itself. I'll try to play a bit more towards the end of the show if I can squeeze another track in from Angus and Julia Stone, that wonderful two-piece brother and sister duo from the northern beaches of Sydney. Now, regular listeners know that I usually play the old stuff first. I have a way where I kind of honour our elders. I play some of the older music from the archives of Australia to to get people in the mood. But today we went straight into Angus and Julia Stone. So I want to go back, and I'm actually going to be a little indulgent now because, believe it or not, I had a dream. I don't tend to remember dreams so much, but I had a dream, and David Bowie was in my dream. I think if I can recollect it correctly, for some reason he had long hair and a ponytail, and he was sparring with Iggy Pop. They were in a martial arts sparring competition. So there you go. I don't know why I dreamt that, but I'm going to play you a song called Bowie in My Dreams by a great band from Melbourne called Even. Even are one of those great bands that just stick with what they know. They stick with what inspires them, which is that great classic 60s sound with just really excellent songwriting. This album I'm going to play is an Even album called A Different High, which actually has a bit more of a 70s feel to it, this album. But anyway, I'm going to play Bowie in My Dreams because I had a dream about Bowie. So, here we go. This is Even from Melbourne.
Sometimes all you've got to learn my state of mind, and I have said it all before too many times, but that's not sure. But then how different could it be? Could it be if I let out what's inside of me? 'Cause I have nothing, I have nothing, nothing without your loving.
Tell you that I love you. How can I universe expand, but presumably it was and still is. And I don't wanna hang around and high five you or dad, cause he shivers like a fox in a snow field. He shivers like a fox in a snow field. He shivers like a fox in a snow field. And he looks too much like me.
Gonna have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres. Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know.
It's fun, though, isn't it?
We're back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here, broadcast on CITR 101.9 and all around the world on either live streaming right now on the CITR website or on podcast if you're listening to this in the future somewhere, in some place or time, maybe in Australia, maybe in Lethbridge, actually, Alberta. I've been meaning to mention that Lethbridge, University of Lethbridge, is now broadcasting this show weekly, which is absolutely fantastic to get some of this great Australian music up on the prairies. I just played for you some tracks there from Melbourne. The first two were from Even, an old favourite of mine, just a very consistent, great rock and roll band with a good sort of solid 60s sound. And I played for you at the top, Bowie in My Dreams, because I actually, believe it or not, had a dream about David Bowie the other night, or at least he was in there somewhere. So I thought, wow, perfect track to play, Even, Bowie in My Dreams from the Different High album. And then I played for you a punchier number from the same band there, I Have Nothing. And after that was another great Melbourne band, Alex and the Ramps. They've been around for a few years now and are having quite a bit of success. They've toured North America and are soon going to Japan. So if you're interested in that last band I saw or I heard, I played, you can find them, the Alex, A-L-E-K-S, and the Ramps. Type that in Google and you'll get a MySpace. So we're getting towards the end of the show. I should, we'll get onto some Canadian tracks very soon, but I just wanted to play for you again Ben and Beth, who we featured a few weeks back, because Ben and Beth are doing great work in the roots scene in Australia right now, and I just wanted to sort of follow the momentum there and play you another track from there. So if you like roots music, have a listen to this.
There's a tune I keep on hearing about how I should keep fearing the great I am and Uncle Sam and everything I see. And this song that keeps on playing, it's got everybody saying, well, if I don't do what they want me to, well, I never will be free. So I turn off the radio, I pick up my guitar and go. So as I walk these streets, these folks I meet, I got something else to listen to. It may not be any better. All I hope it gets a big weather. There's another way to live this day, so tomorrow may be free. That we can do, there may be some that you can too. If we use
our minds when we're truly found. We'll find that better way. We'll find that better way, yeah, yeah. We'll find that better way. Images I'm seeing of people flying by and feeding got me all wound up, drinking from this cup that almost has run dry. And as I gulp and swallow down, this smile becomes a frown. Cause though I drank my fill, I still feel ill, and there's still no answers why. So turn off that TV and grab your drum and follow me. So as we walk these streets, these folks we meet, I got something else to see. And though it may not be any better, all I hope it gets a pretty weather. There's another way to live this day, so tomorrow may be free. So tomorrow may be free. If we use our minds, we may truly find that better way. Yeah, 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 we'll find that better way. Yeah, yeah, we'll find that better way. Yeah, 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 we'll find that better way.
But I love the night, love to see you in the night when the sun goes down, darkness covers up this rattled town. Wish you would come down the stairs, pick up a controller. We can play NBA Jam, you can be Sean Kemp, I can be Chris Mullins. And when Sean Kemp is on fire, know that you and me are on fire. Why do you have to go to sleep? Oh, it's only 9:30. I know you have to work, you have to get up early. But I love the night, love to see you in the night when the sun goes down, darkness covers up this rattle down. Yeah.
No. paper,
scissors,
and a pen.
Broken Pencil presents Canzine West, Canada's largest zine fair and festival of alternative culture, Saturday, October 16th from 1 to 7 p.m. at the W2 Story Eum, 151 West Cordova Street in Vancouver. Over 150 zines from across Canada will be on display and for sale. Be amazed at the creativity, ingenuity, and sheer weirdness.
Since the invention of the printing press, if not before, dissidents and marginalized citizens have published their own opinions in leaflet and pamphlet form.
That's Canzine West, Canada's largest zine fair and festival of alternative culture. Saturday, October 16th from 1 to 7 p.m. at the W2 Story Eum, 151 West Cordova Street in Vancouver. For more information, visit CITR.ca. Sponsored in part by CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
Well, we've come to the end of the show. That happened very quickly. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, and I'm just about to sign off. We had a fantastic show today, listening to some tracks from Angus and Julia Stone from the Northern Beaches of Sydney. We spoke to Angus and Julia on the phone live from Seattle to talk about their upcoming gig. So I'm actually going to leave with one more track from them, but before that, I'll just mention the songs you just heard there. The top was B.A. Johnson with the awesome little ditty called Their Love Equals NBA Jam. That is so clever. Poets and mystics have been spending lifetimes for thousands of years trying to work out the true meaning of love, and maybe B.A. Johnson has really nailed it. Maybe it really is all about bashing away at NBA Jam in your basement. Anyway, you also heard that some Vancouver musicians, David Newbury, first of all, and the unmistakable voice there of Jenny Ritter with The Gruff. So they're, both of those artists are playing together. First of all, David Newbury is playing himself at Café de Soleil on the 12th of October. That's tomorrow. And then he's playing again on October 14th with Jenny Ritter solo. So Jenny Ritter, formerly of The Gruff, that Victoria / Vancouver band that has broken up just recently. I played you my absolute favorite of theirs called Commercial Drive. It's a beautiful, evocative little song about the famous street here in Vancouver. So that's Jenny Ritter with David Newbury playing at Raw Canvas on Thursday, October 14. Now, of course, Angus and Julia Stone are playing. It is sold out, but the gig, I'll just mention, it's on the 12th of October tomorrow at the venue, supported by the White Buffalo. So I thought I'd just leave again with one last song from Angus and Julia Stone, a lovely song called Mango Tree. This is me signing off, Stranded. I've been Matthew, and I hope you can tune in next week. Have yourself a good weekend Monday, because it's Thanksgiving.
Wish I had a mango tree in my backyard with you standing next to me. Take the picture, 'cause from her lips I heard her say, young and free in the sun.
Shine.